Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly denounced the interim accord on Iran's nuclear program, calling it a historic mistake that makes the world a much more dangerous place.
So Israel is not bound by this agreement. We cannot and will not allow a regime that calls for the destruction of Israel to obtain the means to achieve this goal. We will not allow Iran to have a nuclear weapons capability.
Israeli President Shimon Peres was more conciliatory, noting that this is an interim accord.
The success or failure of the deal will be judged by results, not by words. I would like to say to the Iranian people, you are not our enemies and we are not yours. There is a possibility to solve this issue diplomatically. It is in your hands. Reject terrorism.
Israeli experts say the deal does not significantly reduce Iran's ability to make nuclear weapons. A former official with the International Atomic Energy Agency, Ephraim Askulai, doubts the Iranians' commitment.
The Iranians would drag out the negotiations as long as they see a chance of dragging it out. They have been at it for a long time. They're excellent negotiators.
An analyst with the Institute for National Security Studies, Emily Landau, says the only question for Israel is whether Iran really abandons its nuclear weapons ambitions, which Iran denies having.
If there's indication that they're backing away from that, then I think Israel will have no problem with lifting sanctions and whatever else the international community is considering doing.
Landau does not believe this will happen.
The truth is that at this point, I don't think anybody can eliminate Iran's nuclear program. It's too vast. It's too dispersed. Much of it is underground. There may be even parts of it that the international community is not aware of, that are still hidden.
Experts say even military strikes against Iranian weapons installations are not likely to end any Iranian nuclear program. As a result, they say this option is best used as a threat to press for a negotiated solution. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Jerusalem.